This is Hashem said, Ani Hashem, I am going to give reward to those who go with me. Misal from the Fonai. That Lashon of Misal from the Fonai was the Lashon that Kosh Boko said to Avram Avinu. Misal the Fonai, go in front of me. There's a big difference between going in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and going behind HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Going behind HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that you don't do anything until you see with your eyes the Yad Hashem. And people can go through whole lives waiting to see the Yad Hashem. If Hashem would only do this and Hashem would only do that, then I'll be like with Hashem. And they lose that, all the opportunities. And they have 100 good excuses why they're not doing what they should be doing. All those excuses are Heaven Vedic, nothing. Yisachim Lefone means that he's so sure that Hashem is with him, he doesn't have to look back. Even if he's in situations that he does not see Hashem in front of his eyes. Like David Melch said, in Gam Ki Eilis Begeit Tal Moves, Lo Yisro Ro, Yato Imodi. Even I'm in the darkest areas, I'm never afraid of bad happening to me. Without any mother, I know you're with me. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Tavea from Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, you realize, I know the Klai Yisrael is in Golus. I know that after you, where I should to take care of the Jewish people, probably things are worse for the Jewish people. That's no reason to have any doubt. Or time or whatever. Just keep on going. I'm with you. And this is all part of the plan. And that's what we go through many situations in life. We don't see with clarity where the Yad Hashem is. But if we just stay with Hashem, then we see it to the end. Nem in l'shalim tzar v'salchim l'fonai. I'm saying even more than that. That when we're misalech with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we come to recognition that all these situations we're going through is just so we should get that tzachar, get that reward. Yeah, the frat in the case of the Golot was something that Hashem had already revealed to the others, that there's been a storm that we're going to go through the Golot. And it's all for that purpose of purifying Klal Yisrael. That's every situation we have in life. This is a message Hashem is telling us. Ani Hashem, I'm with you. Hashem is the Midas HaRachamim, even in the darker times of complications. Ani Hashem, I've been with you. He says to the Ovis, he healed himself with the name of Shin David Yud. For the Shem Hashem of Havaya, I did not reveal myself to them. Shakai is a Shem Hashem that describes this world. Like the word says, shed, die. Die is must, means it's enough. Everything in the physical world is limited. And that is the special nature of the physical world. Hashem is without rule, without limit. Pain safe. He created the world with limits so that we should go through the world with its limits. The goodness of the world is limited. Everything is limited here. Kedusha. So that we should reveal the underlying Kedusha and Chasodim that are covered up by the limitations of the world. That was the greatest, that's what he's saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, that was the greatness of the others. That they only saw the Kel Shakai, which is a lower level of Hanoga between, of revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shmi Hashem, when it's that in them, I did not become recognized. Now she says, "Amitas sheli shalek nikri shmi Hashem." Yemon la'amis devorai. the same as Shem Hashem. That's actually the shame that we know is the shame of Rachamim. It's the shame of Vaya that created everything, sustains everything. But he's saying part of this shame is also a special shame. If I promise something, I will make it happen. Which basically means that Shakai is a natural system Hashem set up, which is a beautiful system. So the laws of nature that Hashem put into the world are so astounding and amazing and so beneficial for us. And we have so much to benefit from them. Hashem Avaya, because Boko Yitve Boki, that's Hashem Lamala Ben Ateva. That comes from the world of Ein Sof, no limitations. And that's used in the Amis Dvorah, because besides that, the Chukei Ateva, the laws of nature. So everything has its physical laws of nature. But the Hashem Avaya is saying that Hashem's divine intervention goes past the regular laws of nature. And that's basically what we saw in the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hashem changed the laws of nature with Esa Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf. And that was the message Hashem is setting up for us throughout history. That it's true there are laws of nature and there's Hashkocha within the laws of nature. The Klal Yisrael is Haftocha for Klal Yisrael. Hashem will be with us in every Torah. That's above the laws of nature. That's telling an army Tochen. Like we said before, Hamishalchim Lefonai. The more I put myself in Hashem's hands, the more Shmira I have. And even nowadays, you know, we went through Corona and we're still going through it. And things look better and now they're worse than ever before. After they came up with the vaccines. And this is a nakuda you have to be very careful with. Take the vaccines. Put you be talking about this bowl. That's what Hashem is showing us. It's only Hashem. If we're nervous, we're not putting ourselves in the hands of Hashem. As long as we do the proper establish, be calm. Hashem is watching over us with you now as he was watching over us a year ago and 10 years ago. We have to have that calm, pleasant demeanor that Hashem, I feel wonderful that I'm in your hands. And maybe even more than always, because when things are going regular, we don't notice it. Now we see that a special hashgacha in every situation in life. And even though Rachmanu Litzlan, we see tzaras around us, it doesn't affect us because everything has its date and has its time. And there's no way of making it come or not come. So this is where she gets the message that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. Then they were in a much worse situation than we are today. And it goes to Mitzrayim, and things got even worse. They had to gather the straw, the hay together to make the bricks. It looked impossible. But I'm with you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nemon, the Shalim, the Shchar, the Talchim, the Fonai, the Tomin. So all these are in our situations, everybody in his own situation. But how does Salah and Hashem feel that we're walking forward and we know that Hashem is with us. And that's the biggest source and the biggest shmira. To see the Hanhogah Hashem, the Net, which is the Malam and the Tevah, above the laws of nature. You know, there's a special Shmira now, and Yitz Hashem, the Megal himself, the final, Oya Hashem, Havaya, the Merakal Oret, reveal himself the Koret. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Thanks, Shabbos.
Shabbos, Shabbos, everybody.
Thanks, Shabbos.